Number 8. The intrinsic significance of the Gideon as God's violent warrior. 18 to 24th of October. Summary. Roman numeral 1. Gideon was raised up by God as his violent warrior and sent by God to save Israel from the oppressions of Midianites. We must see the intrinsic significance of Gideon's success. A. Gideon listened carefully to the word of God, something that was rare among the children of Israel at the time. B. Gideon obeyed God's word and acted on it. C. Gideon tore down the altar of Baal, the chief male, god of the Canaanites, and cut down the Asherah, the chief female godness. This touched God's heart because God hated the idols, which he regarded as men with whom his wife Israel had committed harlotry. Intrinsically, an idol is anything within us that we love more than the Lord, and that replaces the Lord in our life. A. By tearing down the altar of Baal and cutting down the Asherah that belonged to his father, Gideon sacrificed his relationship with father and his enjoyment of society to follow Jehovah. For Gideon, to do such a thing required that he sacrifice his own interests, and his sacrifice was a strong factor of his success. E. As a result of the above four factors, Gideon received a reward. The economical spirit came upon him. Hence, he became powerful and with only 300 men defeated two princes and two kings who had people like a lost swarm in number and camels without number. With Gideon, we have a picture of a man who lived in union with God. A God-man to fulfill God's word and to carry out God's economy. Roman numeral 2. The selection of the overcomers is seen with God's selections of Gideon and the 300 men to fight with him to defeat the Midianites. A. The account of Gideon shows us how to be an overcomer. B. How the overcomers are selected is seen with the selections of the 300 by telling Gideon that he had too many people. God was indicating that he would fight for Israel. The first selection resulted in 22,000 leaving. C. The second selection was determined by how the people drank. Those who drank directly from their mouth were eliminated by God. Those who drank by bringing water in their hand to their mouth were selected by God because they were self-denying persons. By drinking in this way, they were able to watch diligently for any attack by the enemy. D. God gave Gideon 300 men and made them one body, signified by a round loaf of barley bread, tumbling through the camp of the Midianites for their defeat and God's victory. E. Gideon and his 300 men fought the battle and labored. Yet the whole congregations chased the enemy and reaped the harvest, signifying that when we overcome, the whole body is revived until Jehovah as peace, Jehovah Shalom, reign on the earth. F. As Gideon and his men were pursuing the kings of Midian, they were wary yet pursuing. Because we have received God's mercy to minister and live in the reality of God's internal economy, we do not lose heart. We may labor to the point of exaltations, but our labor is according to God's operations, which operates in us in power. Roman numeral 3. We must see the intrinsic significance of the secret of Gideon's failure. A. First, Gideon was not kind. He killed those countrymen who did not support him, breaking the 6 commandments of God. Christ, as the kindness of God, led us to repentance. B. Second, he indulged in the lust of the flesh, not exercising any restrictions over his fleshly lust. This is indicated by Judges 8:30, which tells us that Gideon has 70 sons, for he had many wives. In addition, his concubine, who was in Shechem, also bore him a son. By his Gideon broke the seventh commandment. C. Third, although Gideon did good things in refusing to rule over the people, he coveted the spoil of his people, the golden earrings, thereby breaking the tenth commandment, and they surrendered it to him. Gideon made an effort with the gold he had taken from the people, and this effort became an idol to the children of Israel. As a result, Gideon's family and the entire society of Israel were corrupted. D. Judges is a book of concerning the enjoyment of the good land, which is a type of Christ. Gideon's success indicates the gain of an excellent opportunity to enjoy Christ, but this failure indicates losing all the opportunity to enjoy Christ. Roman numeral 6. Gideon's indulgence in sex and his greediness for gold led to idolatry. Greediness is idolatry, and both fornications and greediness are linked to idol worship. His failure shows us that we need to exercise strict control in dealing with the matter of sex and wealth. A. Even King Solomon, who was glorified in the kingdom of Israel with the splendor of a kingdom at its highest peak, and began as God-fearing, God-loving person, eventually became an idol worshiper through his many foreign wives. B. After Gideon died, Israel's degradation was initiated in their forsaking of Jehovah, their God, and their worshiping the idols of the Canaanites, which issued in their indulgence in fleshly lust. Also, the son of Gideon's concubine, Abimelech, slew 70 of Gideon's other sons, whereas Jordan's other sons escaped. C. Jordan boldly declared the power of Abimelech's reign as reign on the Babylon, versus those who are like olive trees, fig trees, and vine trees, who reject ambitions and become a channel of supply to God's people. God repays the devil of Abimelech, which he had done to his father by slaying his 70 brothers, and God brought all the evil of the men of Shechem back upon their own heads, and the curse of Jordan, the son of Jerubbaal, came upon them. D. In Gideon's success, he joined himself to God, but in his failure, he joined himself to Satan. To forsake God and join with Satan is to enter into intrinsic ambition with his evil ones. B. We have no right to divorce the Lord and no reason to forsake him. We must take him, love him, honor him, respect him, regard him, exalt him, and cling to him, rejecting Satan to the uttermost. Then we will be blessed. Blessed is everyone. Nation, society, groups, and individual. Those God, head, king, and husband is Jehovah. CP 1. Be obedient to the word and filled with the Holy Spirit, inwardly and outwardly every day. It is for the daily living and preaching of the gospel. 1. Gideon was raised up by God as his violent warrior and sent by God. Save Israel from the oppressions of the Midianites. We must see the intrinsic significance of Gideon's success. 2. The Lord always wants to open our ears to hear his voice, so that we may see things according to his economy. 3. As the Spirit is speaking to the churches, we all need an opened, circumcised, cleansed,
an anointed ear to hear the Spirit speaking. Judges 6:12. And the angel of Jehovah appeared to him and said to him, Jehovah is with you, wild warrior. Revelations 2:7. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. 4. In the New Testament, we have Christ's life of obedience and submission, and if we walk according to the Spirit, we will spontaneously fulfill the righteous requirements of the law. 5. If our attitude in coming to the law is care only for the commandments in letters, we will have the law in the aspect of the killing letter. However, if we take every part of the law as the word breathed out by God, whom we love, we will have the law in aspect of the life-giving Spirit. Then the law will function to dispense God Himself as life into us as His loving seekers. Judges 6:25-26. In that night, Jehovah said to him, Tear down the altar of Baal and belongs to your father, and cut down the Asherah that is beside it, and build an altar to Jehovah your God upon the top of his stronghold in an ordered manner. 34. And the Spirit of Jehovah clothed Gideon. Gideon was successful because of four things. First, he listened carefully to the word of God. Second, Gideon obeyed God's word and acted on it. The third factor was that he tore down the altar of Baal and cut down the Asherah. This touched God's heart. In the degradation of Israel, God hated the idols to the uttermost. God, as a genuine husband, regarded all the idols as men with whom his wife, Israel, had committed harlotry. Fourth, by tearing down the altar of Baal and cutting down the Asherah that belongs to his father, Gideon sacrificed his relationship with father and his enjoyment of society. As a result of these four factors, Gideon received that reward. The economical spirit came upon him. Hence, he became powerful and with only 300 men, defeated two princes and two kings. One point of the up-to-date way to practice the Lord's present move is to be filled, not with culture, relations, or education, but with the Spirit. Every day in the morning, the first thing we have to pray is, Lord, fill me afresh. Fill me, Lord. Fill me with yourself as the consummated Spirit. I like to have you filling me up within and without. I want to be wrapped up and mingle with you. 6. To be vital is to be living and active by being filled with the Spirit inwardly and outwardly, and by preaching the gospel and teaching the trust at any time and in any place, by diving into the word for the increase and propagations of the Lord. Applications to newly saved youth and college students. Young people and new ones should become violent warriors like Gideon and learn to be fearless in the Lord. Carry out fiercely and boldly with faith, especially in keeping the faith in school life, dealing with idols, and preaching gospel. In order to convey the gospel to your family and relatives, classmates, or the people in the streets, you need to practice in the gospel and shepherding framework. Not even other times, please actively participate in the gospel and shepherding. As a violent warrior of God, you should join together with the brothers and sisters and boldly testify the gospel. To do that, you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit inwardly and outwardly. The inward filling of the Holy Spirit, Greek, plero, and the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. Look for seven men from among you, full of the Spirit and of wisdom. Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. The inward feeling of the Holy Spirit is a feeling in the aspect of life to have inner joy, wisdom, and faith for the maturity of life. The outward feeling of the Holy Spirit, Greek pletho, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with boldness. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witness. The outward feeling of the Holy Spirit is to speak the word of God's gospel boldly with power and authority. According to Gideon's experience, in order to be filled with the Holy Spirit, you must 1. Listen to the word of God, 2. Act in obedience to the word of God, 3. Deal with all idols, 4. Not to be afraid of oppositions from parents and society based on natural relationship in order to deal with idols. According to the New Testament, revelations, and our experience, to carry out these 4 points, you must 5. Repent and confess your sins. When you carry out the gospel and shepherding, you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit and not with your culture and region. Acts 2:38. And Peter said to them, repent and each one of you be baptized upon the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You can be filled with the Holy Spirit every day, anytime, anywhere. Being filled with the Holy Spirit is also necessary in your daily life, such as your school life and business life. The former Prime Minister was criticized for lacking an explanation about the measures against COVID-19. The important thing in leadership is to explain the vision and important directions by speaking. So being filled with the Holy Spirit inwardly and outwardly, being filled with joy, wisdom, power, authority, and speak the word boldly are the crucial points of demonstrating leadership. You can learn these things from the young age. Prayer. O Lord Jesus, please fill me with the Holy Spirit inwardly and outwardly. I will learn to listen to the word of God. Be a violent warrior like Gideon, and be fearless in the Lord. In order to be filled with the Holy Spirit, I must listen to the word of God, act in obedience to the word of God, deal with all idols. And in order to deal with idols, I must not be afraid of positions from parents and society based on a natural relationship. I will keep my faith and preach the gospel with boldness. 2. Non-aggressive nature of Japanese become hindrance to the church life. Exercise spirit of faith to resist. 1. We must know the self, realizing ourselves to be the least. Judges 6:15. Gideon said to him, please, Lord, by what way can I serve Israel? My clan here is the poorest in Messiah, and I am the least in my father's house. 2. We must see the heavenly visions of Christ as a certainty and universality of God's internal economy. 3. We must offer up ourselves to God as a living sacrifice according to His good, well-pleasing, and perfect will to have the reality and living of the body of Christ. It must be those who hear and answer the Lord's call in Revelations 2 and 3 for the overcomers. 4. We must tear down the idols in our heart, in our life and in our work for the Lord's testimony, realizing that on the one hand, God leads us into the enjoyment of Christ as life, life and power, and on the other hand, God is faithful to allow us to have financial difficulties, emotional sufferings, physical sufferings, and loss of natural goodness, in order that we would take Christ as our satisfaction, be filled with Christ and allow Him to have the first place in all things. To enter into this victorious life, we must know the self thoroughly. We must see that the self deserves only to die. Our end is God's beginning. 5. How the overcomers are selected is seen with the selections of the 300. By telling Gideon that he had too many people, God was indicating that he would fight for Israel. The first selections resulted in 22,000 leaving. 6. Those who left wanting to glorify themselves. Those who left were fearful and afraid. 7. The second selections was determined by how the people drank. Those who drank directly with their mouth were eliminated by God. Those who drank by bringing water in their hand to their mouth were selected by God because they were self-denying persons. By drinking in this way, they were able to watch diligently for any attack by the enemy. Judges 7:4-7. Then Jehovah said to Gideon, "The people are still too many." So he brought the people down to the water, a number of those who left the water into their mouth with their hand was 300 men. And Jehovah said to Gideon, "Through the 300 men who left, I will save you, and I will deliver Midian into your hand, but let all other people go." 8. Those who have the chance to indulge themselves but will not do so are self-denying persons who have been dealt with by the cross, sacrificing their personal rest and comfort for the sake of God's purpose in the day of His warfare. 9. The overcomers are absolute for God's glory and are afraid of nothing except offering of the Lord and losing His presence. They allow the cross to deny it with the self. The three conditions by which God selects the overcomers are 1. Being absolute for God's glory, 2. Being afraid of nothing, and 3. Allowing the cross to deal with the self. One can judge for himself if he is an overcomer. God will test us, and we will be exposed as to whether or not we are overcomers. Applications to the serving ones. Generally speaking, Japanese people are diligent and serious. Mr. Mahathir, the former Prime Minister of Malaysia, pointed out that the diligence of the Japanese people contributed greatly to Japan's rapid growth after the war. On the other hand, business leaders in Europe and the US have pointed out the Japanese people's shortcomings are that they are closed-minded due to their insularity and that they are too conservative and cannot be aggressive due to really caring for the tribal matters. The conservative and uninventive nature of the Japanese is a hindrance to the church life in faith. 2 Timothy 1:6, "For which cause I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying of my hands." 7. For God has not given us a spirit of cowardice, but of power and of love and of sober-mindedness. It is not the spirit of cowardice that you have received from God, but the Japanese-speaking saints are not accustomed to being bold, so they have a strong tendency to be unbelieving and coward. In other words, they don't exercise the spirit. They fall into their mind and become complicated, conservative, and cannot be aggressive. The Japanese-speaking saints should resist the tendency to be timid, knowing that without faith, God cannot do anything. Testimony. Before I was saved, I was a very timid person. However, I was not really aware of it because Japanese society itself is very conservative. After I was saved as a freshman in college, I read the Bible and entered into the church life. I began to realize that I was a very passive person. The church took us students to Taiwan every year to visit the church in Taiwan. The Taiwanese brothers and sisters were strong and bold, exercising their spirit. I was so shocked at this point. I asked myself, why is it so different? So I prayed as follows. Lord Jesus, why are we Japanese so timid in believing the words of the Bible? But I believe that faith can always break through the barriers of Japanese culture, no matter what the current situation is. If we change something, we can be like the churches in Taiwan. Since I have been praying in this way since college, the Lord led me to get married to a sister in Taiwan. As a result of this marriage, I have been in frequent fellowship not only with the sister and her families, but also with the saints and fellow workers in Taiwan. In particular, I listened to the fellowship with Brother Ouyang, Wu Yuchen, and Liu Sui, and realized that by fellowshipping with the Lord, my conservative view of Japanese was destroyed and was okay to be brave and bold. The layers of conservatism needed to be removed one by one. For another 25 years, I worked for foreign global companies where I was trained in business management and business strategy. I realized that these scientific trainings actually have similarities with the God-ordained way in the Bible, and underwent these trainings while calling on the name of the Lord. In this way, I'm learning to get out of the conservative culture of Japan and become aggressive in the Lord. An overcomer is the one who fears nothing. Prayer. The overcomer is the one who is absolute for the glory of God, fears nothing, and deals with self by the cross. If I become unbelieving, passive, and timid, I cannot have the Lord's presence. As a servant of the church, I will exercise my faith to be aggressive, strong, and bold. CP3. Gideon fails by indulgence in sex, and his greediness for gold. We need to deal with this seriously. 1. God gave Gideon 300 men and made him one body, signified by a round loaf of barley bread. Trembling through the camp of the Midianites for their defeat in God's victory. 2. Gideon and his men moved and acted together in one accord as one man, signifying the oneness in the spirit and the living in the body. 3. Paul's thought of the church being one bread was taken from the Old Testament with the meal offering. We eat many grains, so that we may be ground into fine flour, mingled with oil, for making the cake, the bread of the church. 4. All the co-workers and elders should spread one another and love one another to be a model of the body life, model of those who are learning to be tempered, blended, and crossed out. In order to do everything by the Spirit to dispense Christ into one another for the practical body life. Judges 7:13-14. There is this round loaf of barley bread tumbling through the camp of Midian. This is nothing else but the sword of Gideon. God has delivered Midian and all the camp into his hand. 1 Corinthians 10:17. Seeing that there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. 12:24. God has blended one body together. 5. Gideon and his 300 men fought the battle and labored, yet the whole congregations chased the enemy and reaped the harvest, signifying that when we overcome, the whole body is revived. 6. As Gideon and his men were pursuing the king of Midian, they were rarely yet pursuing. Because we have received God's mercy to minister and live in the reality of God's internal economy, we do not lose heart. We do have some good coordinations in the local church. However, I will ask, is this kind of coordination carried out by the natural life? We're in resurrection. To be in resurrection means that our natural life is crucified, and then the God-created part of our being is uplifted in resurrection to be one with Christ in resurrection. 7. We must see the intrinsic significance of the secret of Gideon's failure. First, Gideon was not kind. He killed those countrymen who did not support him. Romans 2:4. Or do you despise the riches of his kindness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that God is kindness, is leading you to repentance? 8. Second, Gideon indulged in the lust of the flesh, not exercising any restrictions over his fleshly lust. Judges 8:30 tell us that Gideon had 70 sons, for he had many wives. 9. Third, although Gideon did good things in refusing to rule over the people, he coveted the spoil of his people, their golden earrings. 10. Gideon's indulgence in sex and his greediness for gold lead to adultery. Greediness is idolatry. His failure shows us that we need to exercise strict control in dealing with the matters of sex and wealth. Applications to business person and graduate students. Applications to business person and graduate students. The business person or researcher should understand that 301 were able to defeat the Midianites because they were one body. God needs 301 people who act with one accord in one body. There is no one except the Lord Jesus who can personally defeat Satan. Furthermore, you should also learn from Gideon's failure. 1. Lack of kindness. He killed those countrymen who did not support him. You need to be kind to the brothers and sisters who are weak. Pray for them, visit them, and care for them, except when they are involved in fornication, idolatry, and division. 1 John 5:16. If anyone sees his brother sinning a sin, not unto death, he shall ask, and he will give life to him, to those sinning not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he should make requests concerning that. 2. Indulging in the lust of the flesh. And 3. Greediness for money. Nehemiah, as a governor in the position of king, was a man with a pure heart. For the rebuilding of Jerusalem's wall in the carrying out God's economy. Unlike many of the kings of Israel and Judah, he was not selfish. He did not seek his own interests, and he was not indulgent in sexual lust. Instead of being self-seeking, he lent money and grain without interest, and he fed others for the purpose of building up of the wall. As a result, he was used by God and received help from him to carry out the work of building the wall of the city of Jerusalem. Galatians 5:16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you shall by no means fulfill the lust of the flesh.
testimony. When I was working as a VP at a major foreign company, I had a lot of dinner trading duties. However, after I served them at the restaurant, I never took them to the after party. Their customers were expecting an after party, but we did not involve them in any way. It is so that I can flee the lust of the flesh, maintain a right marriage, and serve God with a pure conscience. 2 Timothy 2:22. But flee youthful lust and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of the pure heart. I had the highest ranking as vice president every year for 5 years, starting in 2012. But I never fought with the president about my income, not to greed money. Also, even though my income was blessed, I focused on supplying the church and the saints without raising my standard of living. That's because I don't greed for money. 1 Timothy 6:17. Charge those who are rich in the present age not to be high-minded, nor to set their hope on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who affords us all things richly for our enjoyment. 18. To do good, to be rich in good works, to be ready to distribute, to be ones willing to share. Prayer. O Lord Jesus, Gideon and the 300 defeated the Midianites because they acted with one accord and one body. On the other hand, Gideon failed because he lacked in kindness and indulged in lust. If I don't deal with the indulgence in sex and the love of money, I will fail into idolatry. I need to exercise strict control in dealing with the matter of sex and wealth. Then I can focus my efforts and service on supplying the church and the saints.